Training is key, not only for the Afghan army, but for the suicide bombers the army has to contend with. Getting people to kill themselves for a cause takes a kind of psychological conditioning, and researchers have been studying how this works, how it is that suicide bombers are created. The World Science correspondent Ritu Chatterjee is here.
Hi, Marco.
Hi, Ritu.
Yeah, so for my cast, I interviewed science journalist and author Shankar Vedantam. He has a new book, and it's called The Hidden Brain: How Our Unconscious Minds Elect Precedents, Control Markets, Wage Wars, and Save Lives. And one of the chapters in this book is about the psychology of terrorists and suicide bombers. Vedantam told me that psychologically, suicide bombers aren't that different from you and me.
There's been a lot of interesting research conducted among suicide bombers who have failed to complete their missions and are now in prisons of various kinds around the world. And these psychological evaluations show that, if anything, suicide bombers tend to have better mental health than the rest of us. They tend to be more idealistic than the rest of us. They're often not crazed religious nuts, as we usually think. They're also not necessarily people who themselves have suffered great acts of humiliation and are acting out these narratives of revenge.
Suicide bombers are mentally healthier and more idealistic than the rest of us. So, Ritu, why would they then do something that most of us would deem extreme, irrational, or unhealthy?
It all has to do with group psychology, Marco. You have to remember that human beings are hardwired to be strongly influenced by the people around us. Whether it's a group of investment bankers in the game of making money or missionaries preparing to save the world, Vedantam says small groups of people develop their own norms and aspirations that are different from people outside the group.
Right, but for suicide bombers, the norms and aspirations are killing others and killing themselves.
Right, and of course the leaders of the terrorist groups are the ones that are creating this norm and imposing it on the young men and women. And Vedantam says that psychologically, the training process is like being in a tunnel.
Within the tunnel, that is the suicide bomber's tunnel, becoming a suicide terrorist is not aberrational. It becomes aspirational. And when you turn the norm so that suicide terrorism is not aberrational but aspirational, you no longer have to go out and recruit people to come to you.
So you feel privileged to be
a... You feel privileged to be a suicide bomber. So within the world of, for example, Islamic suicide terrorists today, you know, becoming a suicide terrorist is not to be, you know, someone who is looked down upon as, you know, the dregs of society. It's to become the rock star.
Wow. And that sounds like a dangerous status for anyone who is hell-bent on destruction. Fascinating stuff, Ritu, but we'll have to leave it there. Listeners can hear the rest of your interview, though, with Shankar Vedantam on your Science podcast.
That's right, Marco. I spoke with Vedantam about how unconscious psychological processes influence our decisions and behaviors in many ways.
To download the World Science podcast, go to theworld.org/science.
Yes, and listeners can chat directly with Vedantam online. He's our guest through next week in the World Science Forum, and you can find that as well at theworld.org/science.
Great stuff. Thank you, Ritu.
My pleasure.